Eczema is quite a common thing with children these days, isn't it? And I don't know what's going on with the world. I don't remember anybody when I was a kid having eczema or allergies or allergic to peanuts or milk and all the things we hear about these days.
And it is a growing problem, and I have various theories on it, which we won't go into now. But and obviously diet is very strongly linked, and there's often allergies and all sorts of things. But the thing I quite often have, especially with children, really good results with is basic vitamin and mineral therapy, and that can make a really big difference for children with eczema. And they've actually done a study on food with children, and this is an Asian study, and they found that the children with the highest average intakes of certain nutrients, so they found vitamin A, vitamin E, folic acid and iron. Those four nutrients, the children that had in their diet, as opposed to supplements, higher levels of those, had a much less risk of having eczema. And quite often they'll do studies on specific nutrients in a supplement form, but I think this is one of the most recent ones that they've actually done where they're actually looking at diet, and they found there was something like a 61% reduction in the risk of eczema in children whose diets actually contained these high levels, food with these high levels of these particular nutrients in them. And the other thing was vitamin C. And vitamin C is very good for skin health, and it's probably one of the ones you would use as a supplement for someone who had eczema. Now, they actually did this study by doing blood samples and various ways of testing the nutrients actually in the children's bodies. So there you go. So what that basically means, again, is coming back to a good diet. So lots of vitamins and minerals in your food, grains, green leafy vegetables. And I think, though, for children that have really chronic eczema, you're going to need to have some supplements to get them back on an even keel again.